4.
Thank you. Is corp counsel in the office, in the room right now?
Who is corp counsel?
Attorney Murphy.
No, our corp counsel. I seen attorney when he walked in. I know he's there.
You got a great looking sweater on.
From the Interim Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement of purchase of real estate with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the acquisition of lands, modification of facilities, and reconditioning of the site necessary to maintain fleet and highway operations at acceptable levels.
Mr. Dranser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The report and resolution that you have before you is the somewhat of a conclusion of body of work that's been going on now for some time, going back into summer, I would suspect, of last year, to get resolution on the highway / fleet maintenance property. We briefed you on what we knew at the time in January, and this report now brings forward an agreement that we have with the state of Wisconsin Department of Transportation to secure that site. And since you've heard most of this before, and there's a portion that I think would be best to discuss in closed session, I can go through in the report what we have as the recommendation, which would basically walk you through some of the settlement items that we've agreed to with the state and we'd like your approval on.
Go through the recommendations, please. Will you please call C? Okay, thank you.
What we have right now is an offer from the state for $17 million that will be provided as a settlement to Milwaukee County in cash, and it includes those amounts going for some specific purposes, one of which is 8.9 will be placed in a new capital account for the replacement of the warehouse facility. 6.3 is going to be placed in a new capital account for building modifications to the fleet maintenance area, and again, that is the removal of the sheriff's substation and the highway building that will be added onto the fleet property. $150,000 is going to go into sub-project for environmental assessment, traffic impact analysis, and any staff time associated with the zoo interchange project. We need that staff work done on for various sites that we don't have an ability to charge to at this point in time. $90,000 in a sub-project for the replacement of signage as part of the agreement itself. $250,000 for legal fees and professional fees so we can maintain the success that we've had to this point. $100,000 for a betterment, to settle a betterment issue on the greenhouse project. When the greenhouse project was approved, there was a portion that the state said they would not pay for because they considered it a betterment. This will settle that issue, although we will still work for some resolution potentially on that, but this kind of reserves a placeholder to settle that item. $250,000 for a capital project for utility relocation. We're still working through some issues on utility relocation, and Ms. Esch can speak to that a little bit further as to where we are in that, but that may be an issue that you see back before you again. And then $950,000 to the appropriation for contingencies, which I understand that there is an amendment make a modification to that. In addition to the $17 million that's being offered, there's another $5.6 million of work that will be done in kind by the state of Wisconsin for prep work on the site during the course of the construction period of Swan Boulevard. Where we're at right now is we have a jurisdictional offer that was presented at the end of last month for about $3.5 million. And that's where we were roughly when we started this process. So we've renegotiated this deal up from $3.5 million, certainly with a large amount of help from our outside counsel on this, up to a valued deal of just over $22 million. Very significant for us to make sure that this work gets done so that we have a site that's operable going forward. And at that point, I think it's best to probably leave the continued discussion for closed session.
Supervisor Washburn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think everyone
has seen the amendment that was passed out. It's an adjustment to line 89 of the resolution that dealing with the $950,000, that instead of it going directly just to the appropriation for contingencies, it clarifies that to an allocated contingency account for the capital project and for any unanticipated unreimbursable costs related to the zoo interchange. So it's just a little more definition than appropriation for contingency. So at this time, I'd like to move approval of the amendment to item 4.
We have a motion to move approval. Senator Jerzyk.
Just one question about that. I assume that should that $950,000 in the unallocated contingency fund that Supervisor Weishaupt's talking about, if it were not needed for that future unanticipated unreimbursed costs, it can then later be changed to just the contingency fund? And if so, what would be the necessary vote?
It will actually come back to the committee will vote, and the county board will move back and forth. It would be two-thirds.
It doesn't just automatically go into the...
No. It will stay within that. Because we are putting it. Same thing you did in finance with Supervisor Halls and let's go amend. It's just doing the same thing here.
Okay. So it would come back to the committee. Is
correct.
All right. Thank you. That's fine.
On the amendment, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Owen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
So, Weishaupt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, from the recommendation from staff and the director, that it's appropriate that we go into closed session to discuss a few items. I'd like to make the motion to go into closed session. The committee may adjourn into closed session under the provision of the Wisconsin Statute, Section 19.851E, for the purpose of the committee deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public property, investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive and bargaining reasons require a closed session. So once again, at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we go into closed session.
I have a motion to go into closed session. Corp counsel and our outside corp counsel, please come forward, please. No, just 1 second, Supervisor. I don't come in your chair and yours. Corp counsel and outside corp counsel, do you feel that it's pertinent that we go on closed session and talk about the item versus leaving an open session?
Mr. Chairman, I do believe it's appropriate to convene into closed session for the reasons set forth.
And
I agree, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We have a motion to go on closed session. For the House,
thank you,
Mr. Motion to go on closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is on the motion.
Mm-hmm.
My intern, the intern with my office, Ms. Mary Collins, is present at this meeting. And I do not know, Mr. Chairman, hence I am asking, would it be appropriate for her to be in this room while we are in closed session, as she is not a supervisor or staff?
No, it's not appropriate for her being
okay.
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you.
Just one comment.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
I just want to reflect my vote will be in reliance on legal opinion that we can go into closed session.
All right.
Do you want to pay $33?
Okay, that's enough.
I should protect.
I have a motion to go in closed session before my two supervisors are talking about $33 anymore. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to go into closed session is approved.
We have a motion. We have been approved. We're not related to this item. Please step out.